Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host of Good Morning to the Leader in You. Today we have a powerful 15-minute personal development radio show this morning, and the topic this morning is on consistency, which is the key to a leader's growth. Again, the topic for today is consistency, the key to a leader's growth. Well, good morning to everyone that's joining us by way of internet, by way of calling in. Thank you for joining us once again. We do this every Monday and Wednesday. No matter what the situation, we're going to be here every Monday and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And one of the things that I just want to kick off this morning, I want to kick off with a little bit of announcements. Those that have been plugging into our show know that we will be having a Leader in You retreat 2016. We will be releasing all of that information, location, by November the 15th. So you definitely want to stay plugged into the show to learn about the Leader in You retreat. Also, want to put a quick plug in about my book, Community Engagement from Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. You can check out my book on my website at CatherineTrotter.com. Also, on November 7th, I will be conducting a business strategy webinar, and you can learn more about that on my website. Again, that's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R.com. So let's jump right into this 15-minute powerful personal development segment this morning on consistency. Now, those of you that know that I love to start off with a quote. And the quote that I have for this morning is, "The discipline you learn and character you build from setting and achieving a goal can be more valuable than the achievement of the goal itself." Now, that quote is by Mr. Bennett, and I'm going to read it again. "The discipline you learn and character you build from setting and achieving a goal can be more valuable than the achievement of the goal itself." And what do I want to say about that quote? Well, I think a lot of times we get into a rut sometimes in our business, our personal life, professional life, even, you know, as being a leader. And a lot of times we can set goals, but sometimes we don't always see it through to the end. We let life happen. We let life get in the way as it's going to come. Life is never going to stop. Right now, you know, my father, he's actually in the hospital. He's been in the hospital. He has cancer. And, you know, through all of that experience, I still have to press through and be committed to the goals that I have achieved. Those are the principles that my father has instilled inside of me to continue and to press forward no matter what. And so for anyone that's listening to this show right now, there may be something so catastrophic that's going on in your life, your personal life, your family life, your business life. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. No matter what's going on, you cannot stop. You cannot quit. You must have discipline in your life. Discipline. We're going to break down that word discipline and what it means. So I say to the listening audience this morning that you must continue to build character, build consistency in your life. What does the word consistency mean? It means to be steadfast, adherence to same principles that you set for yourself, whatever principles you designed for your life, whatever course of action you set for your life. If you said you're going to accomplish 3 goals by the end of this year, well, guess what? Your goal setting is going to be challenged. Expect challenge to come. Once you have said it out your mouth, once you have written it down on paper, you should expect challenge to come your way to buffer against what you said you're going to do. Don't become paralyzed. Don't pull the cover over your head when you know that alarm clock is going off and it's time for you to get up or it's time for you to commit to whatever you said you're going to commit to. even if you don't have an accountability partner. You are your own accountability partner. You need to become your own alarm system. Wake up in the morning. Get your day started. Don't allow anyone to stop you. What are you committed to? Are you committed to the challenges that's going to come and then you're going to become crippled? Or are you committed to your commitment? Are you committed to the yes that you made to yourself? And when we think about consistency, you have to think about a pattern of behavior. What is your pattern of behavior? When life happens, is that going to change your pattern that you've set for yourself of goals that you said you're going to accomplish just in a seven-day week? Let's just forget about months. Let's just break down a week, 7 days. At the top of that week, you say there's certain things that you want to accomplish by the end of that week. Have you accomplished it? Today, we're getting closer to the end of the week. We're midweek today. It's Wednesday. Are you checking things off the list, or did you allow life to get in the way? Did you make all the business phone calls you needed to make? Did you make all the meetings that you needed to make? Did you set up meetings for this week? Did you set up meetings for next week? We're talking about growing and being a strong leader here. So you should just expect life to happen. You should expect the challenges to come. It's going to happen. What else dealing with the topic of consistency? When we think about consistency, it's a uniformed behavior of thought, okay? You need to train your mind to have a uniformed behavior of thought. And what do I mean by that? Meaning that when life happens, when situations come in your life, unexpected situations, right, you need to prepare yourself. And I think that's what Monday's call is going to be about, is about unexpected situations and how do you tackle that? How do you deal with that? How do you live through that? How do you press through it? So stay plugged to Monday's show, because we're going to talk about how to deal with unexpected situations. What I want to talk about next is willpower. Willpower is the faculty by which a person decides on something and they initiate action. See, willpower is not enough to say, you know what, I'm going to build a big business. You know what, I'm going to build business in multiple states. You know what, I'm going to wake up this morning, I'm just going to make it happen. Saying that out your mouth means nothing. At the end of the day, what have you been able to check off your list that you actually got accomplished? That's where it counts. What did you actually get accomplished? See, just saying it out your mouth and envisioning it in your head, brainstorming and daydreaming all day means nothing if you don't put it into action. Be a leader of action, not a daydreamer, but be a leader of action. The other thing when we think about willpower, we have to be able to restrain ourselves from impulses. And what do I mean by that? Your willpower, see, when life happens, sometimes our immediate impulse, our immediate emotions will kick in and say, you know what, I think I'm just going to chill today. I'm not going to do anything. All life is happening. You know, family situations is going on. Business isn't the best. And here's the thing. If business isn't the best, then that's the time to push the hardest. It's not the time to chill. It's not the time to sit back and say, you know what, let me just recoup myself. Let me jump back in tomorrow. No. Today we're talking about consistency, the key of building a leader, the leader's growth. Your growth as a leader is all dependent on your consistency. And I'll tell you this, too. Even I made a commitment to do Leader in You every Monday and Wednesday, no matter what. No matter what. And life is happening for me right now. But you know what? I had to make a commitment to my commitment that no matter what, I don't care if it's a 15-minute call, I don't care if it's a 30-minute call, I don't care if it's a 45-minute call. We're having this call every Monday and Wednesday. You know why? Because the moment you break what you committed to yourself to do, that will then turn into a pattern. And then days will go by, weeks will go by, months will go by, and you would have lost your rhythm. You would have lost your consistent behavior, and mentally, you now have to retrain yourself all over again. So consistency is the glue. Consistency is the key. You have to be consistent no matter what. And again, it's all about training of the mind. That's why I put in my piece this morning that today is about 15-minute personal development. We're just going to have a 15-minute powerful discussion about consistency, and that's it. I want to read another quote. It says, it was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. And that's by Zig Ziglar. I mean, many of you that you may have be familiar with him, you may have read some of his books, you may read some of his quotes. I encourage you to look online, research him. He's an awesome individual. And I'm going to read this again, and then we're going to have a brief two-minute discussion on this. It says, it was character that got us out of bed. Many times I don't want to get out of bed. Many times you may not want to get out of bed, but your character says, get up, get yourself dressed, get out of bed. Commitment that moved us into action, right? You have to be committed to your commitment, and I'm going to keep saying it. Sometimes we say we're going to do something, and we don't do it. Oh, we're in pain. We don't feel like it. We're tired. Stop speaking deathly words over yourself. See, whatever you say to yourself, your mind is going to commit to that. If you say to yourself, you know what, I don't care what's going on around me. I made a commitment. I'm getting up, and I'm going to make it happen. Your mind is going to kick into gear, and it's going to shift, and it's going to do whatever you say. But if you're saying, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, you know, I don't feel like dealing with my team. I know I'm a leader, but I don't feel like dealing with my team today. I don't feel like dealing with my staff and my company today. I don't feel like dealing with them. I'm just going to stay in and remotely work. Well, that's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. We cannot live behind the four walls, especially us as leaders. We cannot live behind four walls. We got to go out among the people. We have to go out. And going out, we have to make the commitment. And there's another part to that quote that says, discipline is what enables us to follow through. So it's three ingredients, ladies and gentlemen listening to the show. It's character, it's commitment, and it's discipline. Character gets us up and out the day in the morning. It gets us out of bed. Commitment keeps us moving forward. But discipline enables us to continue to move forward. What am I saying this morning? In other words, we have to have a code of behavior. What do I mean by that? Code of behavior. If we don't have a code of behavior for ourselves, don't expect your team or anyone in your organization to have it. Don't expect anyone in your company to do what you're not willing to do yourself. It's not possible. It's never going to be possible. You have to keep in mind that you have to move forward. You have to press in. You have to break through any barriers in your own mind. We have barriers in our own mind that we have to break through. We have to break through and stay committed to our commitment. Because until we stay committed to our commitment, life is always going to get by. People always say, well, you know, life just getting by. Life is just escaping me. I don't know. I haven't hit any of my goals yet. Life is just getting away from me. Well, you can control that. Life doesn't just have to get away, but you have to be committed to your yes. You have to develop a regimen in your life to improve on your daily work habits and your skills. You have to bring your life to a state of order. A lot of times we say, well, my life is just so chaotic. One day it's like this, the next day it's like that. I just can't even gauge what one day going to look like from the next. Well, why is that? We're talking about consistency. You have control over that. You have control. And whatever you speak out of your mouth is how your day is going to flow. However you start your morning is how your day is going to flow. There's a quote by Jim Rohn, and it says, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. I'm going to say it again. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. If you have no discipline in your life, if you have no willpower in your life, don't expect any great achievements to take place. Life is going to always pass you by. It's going to always pass you by. There's another quote that says, self-respect is the fruit of discipline. The sense of dignity grows from the ability yourself, to say no to oneself. Ability to say no to oneself, right? Again, we're about to conclude this powerful call this morning. It's all about what you desire. Once you have commitment, you need the discipline and hard work to get you there. If you're one that says life is getting me by, you know, I'm still trying to work on things, I'm still trying to, you know, get my rhythm, you know what? You just have to do it. You wake up this morning, you listen to the show, listening to the replay, it's all about consistency. It's all about action. Don't just be a daydreamer. Kick it in the gear. Get out of the bed. Kick in the gear. Do what you say you're going to do. Be committed to your commitment. Say yes to your yes and actually carry it out. Check on my website, KatherineTrotter.com. I'll see everybody next Monday. We're going to have some more guests on the show. We have a co-host we're going to be bringing on. I'm super excited about that. We're going to unveil that in a couple of days. And just say yes to your yes. Be committed to your commitment and go all the way. Again, we're going to have a Leader in You retreat next year, 2016. We're going to release that information November 15th. Super excited about that. We're going to be back on Monday. Again, we're going to be talking about how do you deal with unexpected situations that come in your life. How do you tackle it? How do you deal with it? Because if it's unexpected, you expect it like a curveball. But everybody stay plugged in. See you at the top. Talk to you on Monday. We'll be right back.